What's up, y'all? It's your boy Mac Art from Alkaline Herbs and Recipes. Today I just want to discuss health and health plans. How many of you have a retirement plan, a 401k, or some type of investment strategy that's locked in place for the future? Many financial experts recommend saving at least $1 million in order to live comfortably in retirement, but the average Americans believe that they need even more than that. $1.7 million, according to a recent survey from Charles Schwab. Just 39% of adults who are saving for retirement started in their 20s. Just over a quarter of Americans started saving in their 30s, 15% in their 40s, and 6% in their 50s. To hit the $1.7 million by 65, you will need to save an average of $486.97 starting at the age 25, assuming the 8% rate of return. But if you waited a few years and started in your 30s, you would need to contribute $741.10 per month to reach that same goal with an 8% rate of return. So starting early reduces the saving burden significantly. According to the Motley Fool, of the factors that contribute to our general well-being, money by far is the biggest one. Let's not lie to ourselves. In fact, 92% of Americans claim that nothing makes them happier or even more confident than when their finances are in order. According to that same study, if your finances are a mess, it's going to wreak havoc on your mental state. The benefits of saving early builds financial freedom and independence. Nothing says peace of mind like a healthy emergency fund, ideally 3 to 6 months of living expenses. Having a strong handle on your goals not only improves your outlook, but also increases your chances for success. So now, years go by, you've been saving your money, doing big deals, being fiscally responsible, enjoying the fruits of your labor, eating the best and richest foods from the finest of restaurants, went on the daytime grind, lattes in the morning from Starbucks, monster drinks from 7-Eleven at midday, and a bottle of Cabernet and a rare steak at night to take the pain away. Then bam, something like diabetes, high blood pressure, or colon cancer comes our way. The question I pose today is, do you have a health plan, a retirement plan, a what? A health plan. Yes, a health plan. A comprehensive plan for you to enjoy your hard-earned wealth in your latter years. As my father always states, proper planning preparation prevents piss-poor performance. Proper planning preparation prevents piss-poor performance. So today I give you my 4 P's of health plan. Pertinent, predictive, participation, preventative. Why a 4-piece health plan? 1 out of 3 adults in the U.S. will have diabetes by 2050. According to a new analyst from the CDC, 1 in 10 have diabetes now. According to the U.S. National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, 70% of adults aged less than 65 have hypertension right now. This number will continue to rise as our population ages, with an expected increase of 10 to 15% by 2050. Studies estimate that the most common cancers in 2040 will be breast cancer, 364,000 cases, melanoma, 219,000 cases, lung cancer, 208,000 cases, colon cancer, 147,000 cases, and fifth, prostate cancer with 66,000 cases. Lung cancer will continue as the leading cause of cancer with 63,000 deaths per year, with pancreatic cancer number 2 with 46,000 deaths a year, colon cancer 34,000 deaths at number 3, and breast cancer 30,000 deaths. Ways to prevent diabetes, high blood pressure, and colon cancers. You always want to begin by drinking a gallon of spring water every day. Begin to identify and slowly and eventually stop all processed foods, meat, dairy products, and sugars and oils, for these are what create diabetes, high blood pressures, and cancers. Stop the consumptions of GMO foods. According to The Guardian, consumptions of genetically modified foods health risks include infertility, immune problems, accelerated aging, problematic insulin regulation, stomach problems, reduction in digestive enzymes, toxic liver, allergic reactions, antibiotic resistance, and cancers. Detox measures to use. Fasting gives our gut time it needs to unwind from the stress of processed foods creates. When passing through our intestinal tract, fasting creates that ultimate resting and healing time our body needs to recover. Fasting is very important for the mind, body, and soul. We gain guidance and wisdom through fasting. Fasting eliminates unwanted waste, detoxes, and decalcifies the body, which greatly improves cognitive abilities and mental clarity. The body uses 35% of its energy for digestion alone. After 72 hours of energy, that fasting is no longer used for digestion. That body sends signals to the brain, and the brain begins to send signals throughout the body saying, hey, we are no longer using that energy for digestion. Let's use that excess for body rejuvenation and healing, with 30 days being optimal for health. Purchase saliva strips or a digital meter which tests the pH balance in the body. Begin to test the urine or saliva first thing every morning. What to look for: a pH of 6.4 to 7.0 is ideal. A pH of 6.0 to 0.5. 5.9, the body is acidic and in need of help. A pH below 5.5, disease may be present. The goal is to be within a 7.1 to 7.4 range, for disease and viruses cannot thrive in an alkaline environment. Dietary measures: a gallon of spring water every day. Natural spring water has a chemical composition that's different from artificially man-made water. Natural spring water in its purest form is considered alive because it's clean and fresh. Unprocessed and free of toxins, chemicals, and artificial treatment, it's untouched, made from God. When eating foods, make sure they're plant-based dominant meals, and they should be. Plant-based dominant meals should be the goal while eating foods from Dr. Sebi's food list. When consuming foods, the food should always look like the rainbow. Grains such as amaranth, teff, fonio, quinoa are high iron grains. For a bowl of amaranth has more protein and iron than a steak. Also, these grains are great for blood regulation. Fruits such as apples, boro bananas, berries, all forms, no cranberries, elderberries, cantaloupes, cherries, currants, dates, figs, grapes, seeded grapes, key limes, mangoes, melons, oranges, papayas, peaches, pears, plums, prickly pear, prunes, seeded raisins, soft jelly, coconut, sour salts, and tamarinds. Vegetables: amaranth, arame, avocado, bell pepper, chayote, cherry plum, tomatoes, cucumber, dandelion greens, dulce, garbanzo beans, ayazote, flower and leaf, kale, lettuce, except iceberg, mushrooms, except shiitake, nopales, nori, okra, olives, onions, purslane, verladuga, squash, tomatillo, turnip greens, wakame, watercress, wild arugula, and zucchini. Seasonings: achiote, basil, bay leaf, cayenne, cloves, dill, habanero, onion powder, oregano, powder granulated seaweed, pure sea salt, sage, savory, sweet basil, tarragon, and thyme. Sweeteners: date sugar from dried dates, 100% agave sugar, nuts, hemp seeds, raw sesame, tahini butter, walnuts, Brazil nuts, oils, olive oil, do not cook with grape seed, do not coconut oil, do not cook with grape seed oil, great to cook with sesame oil, great to cook with hemp seed oil, great to cook with avocado oils, are great to cook seed. Mineral composition is very important to have a basic understanding of roles minerals play in alkaline medicinal health. Herbs such as burdock root, yellow dock, guaco herbs, sarsaparilla, cocomelca, elderberries, contribute, seha herb, dandelion are high in natural alkaline iron phosphates. For phosphates, produce energy for healing. While minerals provide the body with vital nutrients and energy, it's very important to have a basic understanding of the role synthetic nutrients play in medicinal health. Do not consume your synthetic nutrients. Generally, synthetic nutrients refer to artificial nutrients found in dietary supplements or fortified foods. Synthetic nutrients also refer to isolated nutrients that are usually made artificially in industrial process. Synthetic nutrients do not include whole alkaline food supplements or natural alkaline minerals. Synthetic nutrients leave the body with excess starch, which alters the pH balance and natural chemistry of the body. Common synthetic nutrients to avoid: vitamin A, acetate, B1, thiamine, vitamin B12, riboflavin, vitamin B6, bitoxerine, folic acid, choline, vitamin C, ascorbic acid, vitamin D, iridated. Exercise: as a general goal, aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate physical exercise every day. If you want to lose weight, maintain weight loss, or meet specific fitness goals, you may need to exercise more. Recommended alkaline exercise: moderate aerobic exercises include activities such as brisk walking, biking, swimming, mowing the lawn. Vigorous aerobic exercises include activities such as running, burpees, heavy yard work, aerobic dancing, strength training, use of weights, weight machines, your body, your own body weight, heavy bags, resistance tubing, resistance paddles, and water rock climbing. Hiking in nature: hiking in nature lowers blood pressure while at the same time reconnecting well with nature, increasing one's mental stimulation and cognitive skills. Fresh air lowers stress, strengthens lungs function. Tai Chi benefits of Tai Chi flexibility, decreases stress, better immune function, decreases muscle pain, decreases stress, low impact on the body. Yoga, emphasis on rejuvenation, the mind, body, physical development, increases heart rate without stress on the body, improves strength, tones of muscle, enhances fitness, enhances divinity, connects to natural energies. Swimming, benefits of swimming, low impact, increases the heart rate without putting stress on the body, improves strength, tone, muscles, enhances fitness, helps to manage weight. In closing, benefits of saving early and the four please health plans. Builds financial freedom and independence while directly taking control of your health. Necessary is peace of mind, like a healthy emergency fund and a clean bill of health. Having a strong handle on your financial goals and health goals not only improves your outlook in later years, but also increases your chance for success in those same years. Now you're pertinent to all the latest predictive data in health. With your participation, you are now able to take the first steps in preventative alkaline health plan. Yaman. Yeah,